Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second, the first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Duke Snider. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pumpsy Green. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth, the catcher, Choo Choo Coleman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jay Hook. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jay Hook. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Harvey Keen. Batting second, the second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third, the left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tom Haller. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is hit by the pitch. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Alou trying to get to second. Hunt throws to second, with Fernandez covering, who tags Alou for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snider strikes out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin bunts towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Pagan moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hicks. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Pagan scores. It's 4-0, Giants. Galen Sisco now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Mays trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Ed Botton now pitching. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Alou reaches second base with a double. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Pagan reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 7-0, Giants. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 0 in the game. Bolin hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ernie Bowman now playing third base. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Ed Botta. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. Harkness moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing center field. Joe Hicks now playing left field. Grover Powell now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. McCovey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays, who is chasing the ball. Green reaches third base with a triple. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Green tags and scores. 1 out. It's 8-1, Giants. Choo-choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. It's 8-2, Giants. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alou for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jesus Alou now playing left field. Willie McCovey now playing first base. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowman juggles the ball. That's an error on Bowman. Grover Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Green takes first base on ball 4. Hicks moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Powell covering, for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. McCovey is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey moves to third. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCovey scores. Mays moves to third. It's 9-2, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones who is chasing the ball. Alou reaches third base with a triple. Mays scores. Alou goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. It's 12-2, Giants. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Pagan takes first base on ball 4. Haller moves to second. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Bolin bunts towards the mound. Bernard fields it and throws to first for the out. Haller moves to third. Pagan moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Green. Haller scores. Pagan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-2, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops it up and throws to first, with Bernerth covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Matty Alou now playing left field. Felipe Alou now playing center field. Hazu Alou now playing right field. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Mets 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 5 RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Coleman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Garibaldi now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Alou. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Ron Hunt. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Larry Bernerth. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder takes first base on ball 4. Al Jackson pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 3 in the game. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey throws to second for 1, and Pagan throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Cannell scores. Hicks moves to second. That run is unearned. two outs. It's 13-3, Giants. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Rod Cannell now playing second base. Dick Smith now playing first base. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Garibaldi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garibaldi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cannell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 13, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Larker now playing first base. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cranepool for the out. One out. Choo-Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garibaldi fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Garibaldi. Coleman moves to third. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 13-4, Giants. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 13, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.